The seventh shir in the Chovas Levavos, Shar Bitachon. And we're holding here Perek Gimel. The Chovas Levavos, we learned last time, tells us that there are many conditions that would have to be fulfilled for someone to be the person to whom we would put all of our trust. And he gave us a list of those seven prerequisites. And here he tells us how it is only the Rabbanu Shalom who fulfills them. Number one, he says if we were to count on somebody to take good care of us, that person would have to love us more than anybody in the world. So he says nobody loves us more than the Rabbanu Shalom. And as a matter of fact, this is a very important point. He says nobody else loves us unless the Rabbanu Shalom puts it in their hearts to love us. So really nobody loves us. There's really no love in the world except the Rabbanu Shalom. All love comes from Hashem. Anybody does a favor for us, if they ever act in a loving way, it's only because Hashem made them do it. And tomorrow, they can turn against us. And they often do. So the hand that fed you today can bite you tomorrow. And many times it does. And it's clear like that. You see sometimes, you see very much in tzedakah. One year a man comes to you with the story and you give him very generously. And the next year the same story. There's no reason to think it's not true. But you just don't have the same feeling. It doesn't do anything to you. And it just doesn't do anything. And the person has to follow his Ruach HaKodesh. And that means that it's Min HaShemayim. The reason why someone gives you something is because Hashem put in their hearts to love you. It's a gewaltig gezach to think about. Really, as you know, one of my favorite things I love to say over is the Shav Shmaitza in his Hakdama, where he brings out the point, I say at least over once a year, that originally when the Rabbanu Shalom tells Avraham Avinu to take his son to the Akedah, he says, Kafna as bincha, yechidcha, asher ahavta. As Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is described in three different ways. Bincha, yechidcha, asher ahavta. Your son, your one and only son, the one you love. Later, when the Malach praises Avram for not withholding his son, so the Malach says, Yan asher lo chasachta, you did not hold back. As bincha yechidcha, your one and only son. It doesn't say anything about the one you love. How come Yitzchak no longer described as the one that Avram loved? So the Shav Shmaitza says, gevaltig gevort, because actually Avram sacrificed the love. It was the love that he sacrificed. He's talking not the son he loved anymore. When it comes to the love of Hashem, that was in the son of Akedah. To give up the love that he had for Yitzchak, if it's in conflict with the love for Hashem. So in other words, does it mean now that Avram didn't love Yitzchak? Of course he loved Yitzchak. But now, in other words, he killed any biological, instinctive love. Animals love their children. Non-believers love their children. The instinct of loving of offspring is absolutely not normal. It's the most basic instinct in the world. Don't get near a grizzly bear when its cub is around, and if it has the grizzly bear has any happening that you're going to danger its cub, run. Or don't run. Don't get this. I don't know what to do, but stay away. So the instinct for protecting children, loving offspring, is basic in the whole Bria. So what's so special about the din of the Torah? The special thing about Avram was that now he loved Yitzchak, but totally because it emanated, because he felt the love I have for Yitzchak is a gift from Hashem. And they only love him as long as it's in consonance with the Ratzon Hashem. And if it's not in consonance with Ratzon Hashem, I have no love for Yitzchak. His love cannot interfere. Like the story of the lady who came to the Rav in Russia and said to him, Rebbe, I want you to pray for my son. What would you like me to pray for your son? Please pray that my son should drop dead. Drop dead. Why should he die? Because he just was kidnapped into the Tsar's army. And all these kids are baptized, and he's only a little child, so I'd rather he should be dead than baptized into the Greek Orthodox Church. So pray that he should die. So this mother, her love for her son was a product of her love for Hashem. If it was going to be some kind of an opposition to Ratzon Hashem, she wasn't interested. It's very high madrega. But this is what the Chavadov is telling her, Gevaltig Azad, that really all love, the emes is that all love comes from the Rabbi Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem, and we have to use it in his Ratzon. And you should know that if you're not going to be, that's Mamash what it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Sheruach HaMokim Noichemenu, Ruach HaBriyais Noichemenu. That real love, that people really love you, is only if Hashem loves you. The love you can count on if you are getting some short popularity, you're on a wave, you're riding the crest of a wave of popularity, but you know in your heart of hearts you're not in consonance with the Ratzon Hashem, you can be rest assured that the wave is going to crash. Because real love really comes from the Rabbi Shalom, and no one really loves you unless Hashem puts it in the heart. Sometimes, like anything else in life, like Hashem can make the stock market go up for you, and it can make your business prosper, but it doesn't mean he loves you. He's testing you. He's rewarding you in this world. So when you see people love you, it doesn't prove that this is really a gift from Hashem. It's again a trial, like everything else in life. But this is the insight he says. So Hashem is the source of all love. No one loves us like the Rabbi Shalom, and no one loves us unless Hashem makes him love us. Like it says, V'nosn l'cha rachmim v'richamcha. That's what it says in Devarim. Hashem gives you rachmim v'richamcha. He'll make other people have mercy on you. V'herbecha. Number two, the second reason why you should put your faith in Hashem is because Hashem knows exactly what's good for you. No one in the world possibly knows what's really good. There'll always be two opinions, five opinions, what's good for you. Nobody but the manufacturer, the Rabbi Shalom, knows what is good for a person. And often we think what's good for us is absolutely not good for us. It's mekalkalas. And it's a raw for us. And it's a machla, rachman l'zlam. And it says, the Navi Yeshaya says in Perek Mem Ches, Ani Adonai Alehecha melamedcha lehoil. I am Hashem your God. I teach you lehoil. I teach you the things that are really moil, the things that are really good for you. Madrichacha bedera telech. Listen to me. Hashem is speaking to us all the time. And Hashem knows what's best for us. And the truth of the matter is, again, this is another great limud, that the Rabbi Shalom is always teaching us. That's not that Hashem is teaching us because we open up a sefer. The whole day Hashem is talking to us. And we know the truth. We know what Hashem is telling us. So we have to follow that. We hear it all the time. So this morning, I got up in the morning. Hashem told me exactly what to do this morning. I had different options. Should I learn this? Should I learn that? Maybe I should say Tillim. And then that clear guy, Hashem said, write a check that's stuck to this individual, and this is how much you should write. Now, I don't know why in the world I wrote this check this amount. I know why, because Hashem put it in my head. And I really wanted to write less, and I was holding poise in my pen to write less, but the voice said, no, this is what's supposed to be the amount. I mean, doesn't Hashem talk to you all the time and tell you what to do? I mean, of course you have to be in tune with Hashem. I mean, Emes. The whole bracha of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is to learn to be in tune with Hashem. So Hashem should be our teacher, and Hashem should, it's gevaltik, and the greatest gift in life, bitachon Hashem, the greatest gift of bitachon, the greatest gift of trusting Hashem is we can trust ourselves. That we can trust that if I have this idea, I want to do this, it's Hashem I put it in my mind, it's not Mishagas. Usually, Hashem tells you to do something that's a little more than you usually do. Hashem tells you to do a little bit more tzedakah, a little bit more learning, a little bit more chesed, be a little more patient, be a little bit nicer. I don't want, of course, there's always the Yetzirah, says don't listen. But you should know that voice, the Yetzirah is not, the Yetzirah is the Rebbe Shalom himself. The Yetzirah is the Rebbe Shalom himself, not the Yetzirah is some shliach. The Yetzirah is the Rebbe Shalom himself. He is the Yetzirah. Make no mistake about it. The Rebbe Shalom is talking to us through the Eitz HaTov. He is Mama. It's not that there's someone called the Eitz HaTov is a babysitter for us. The Rebbe Shalom pays $2.50 an hour to a babysitter called the Eitz HaTov. And the Eitz HaTov is the Rebbe Shalom. And if he put in your heart, write the check right now. Don't put it off. Do it. Be nice. Hashem said be nice. Don't be patient. Give in. Hashem is telling you to do it. Because Hashem is Ani Adonai Lehecha Melamedcha Lehoyil Madrichecha Bedera Telech. I am teaching you the good things that will work, lehoyil toyeles, and I am being madrich, you, I am your madrich. I am your counselor. I am your counselor. Hashem is my madrich. Can't they call the counselors the madrichim? In the seminaries, the girls in charge of the madrichot. But for those madrichot, you have to pay $11,000 a year, plus car fare, and plus a lot of other stuff. And the Rebbein Shlom is free. Not only is the Rebbein Shlom free, the Rebbein Shlom pays you for listening. Not only is the Rebbein Shlom a free madrich, he pays you for listening. You go to Hashem's seminar, you get paid to go to the seminar. You don't have to pay $600 an hour to get good financial advice. The Rebbein Shlom gives the best advice, lehoyo. He's speaking the whole day. And it says in Mishle, ki es asher yehav adonai yoychiach, uchaav es bein yirtze. The one that Hashem loves, he gives musar to. And like a father to a son, yirtze means Hashem wants you to do the things that will bring out ratzon. Hashem loves you. And that's why Hashem's talking to you. So if you feel that Hashem's not talking, something is wrong. A whole day a yid's supposed to go around, Hashem is talking. Turn up the radio in the car. Turn up the Torah tape. Not, you know, you can listen to the Rebbein Shlom a little bit. Just nice and quiet. So he's driving in the car, taking a walk. Hashem is talking, but there's so much noise, we don't hear the Rebbein Shlom. Many don't want to hear, we don't want to hear the Rebbein Shlom because sometimes we're afraid that we think he's demanding too much of us. Hashem is not demanding. Hashem is like a tata. Ki es asher yev, adonai yoychiach, uchaav es bein yirtze. But you have to put effort into it. It's a profession to know, to understand how Hashem is talking. You have to want to hear. You have to learn how to hear. And I saw a beautiful thing. I saw a gewaltig gezach on Shabbos. You know, Chav Kislev is the yartzeit of Hutner, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. And I'm telling you, if you read it, his igrois, the igrois of Rav Hutner, igrois of Tzadik is so amazing. Very, very fascinating person, Rav Hutner. Very, very fascinating. So he writes here in the Geres from Tovshin Chav Beis, 1962. Ah, the way he wrote is so beautiful. Things he says are so beautiful. But he writes that he says like this. He says he writes back to someone, send him a letter. And he says, Maisa, he says, you know, you reminded me of a story I heard when I was a kid. Once upon a time, there were two brothers. One of them went out into Dark Yoilam of Mischer, one became a businessman. The other went to the Beis Medrash to be a Yoishev Oyel. So the second fellow who was sitting and learning, he was a Yoishev Oyel. He was Isaac and Dvar Hashem all day. The second would say, he said like this, Shneinu, both of us, Ani v'achai, v'ochi, avdei Hashem anachnu. We are both, my brother and I, my brother the businessman, and I, the fellow in the Beis Medrash, we're both Isaac, and the brother is Hashem. We are avdei Hashem. V'oiskim v'kiyim ritzayna, we've been fulfilling the ratzon Hashem. Ella, however, we're both doing the ratzon Hashem the whole day. But my brother is b'mekayim the pasuk, he lives the whole day to fulfill the pasuk. The pasuk of b'zeyas apecha toich alechem. He's fulfilling the klala, the curse that you shall work by the spread of your brow. And I am Isaac the whole day in the bracha of baruch ha-gever eshe-yiftach b'ashem v'hoyo Hashem iftachoy v'yishtet nirmiyo. So we're both fulfilling sukkah and tarif. Actually, he's fulfilling a pasuk in Bereishis. I'm fulfilling a pasuk in Yirmiyo. So we're both being Isaac the whole day in the avodas Hashem. Just that we chose different sukkim. And both are valid. Because in life we can choose. You can choose whatever you want. It's a free world. Both are valid. But he says, I'm very happy that I'm being Isaac in the bracha and not what he's doing. I wish he would follow my footsteps. So he says, I'm very happy that you, so we're putting the rice to the gentleman, this young man, he said, I'm very happy that you heard the koil, you heard the voice screaming at you to be Isaac in the bracha bitachon, rather than hearing the voice, the pasuk that screams, to be Isaac in the sweat and the ishtadlus of hustling around all day. So he says you should be zaych at the brach of aslach in the dark if you're talking, and you should put all your toil, you should work hard, everyone has to work hard, but you should be zaych at the amel in the perech of bitachon, you should sweat in bitachon rather than sweating in the sweat of hishtadlus, of oisek in the outside world. So, I'll take the questions later. So this is the second thing he says. The Rebbein Shlom is teaching us, Hashem is a teacher. The Torah is constantly teaching us. But if a person understands that Hashem loves us, there's a better way, there's always a better way. We don't trust ourselves or believe enough in ourselves, we don't have to work so hard. We don't believe enough in ourselves. Hashem is giving us really options to work smarter, work less, work with less sweat. But you have to be Isaac and be talking, If a person says, I'm going to listen with the ears of a Baal Bitachon, I trust in Hashem that life doesn't have to be like this. It's just crazy the way I'm working so hard. It doesn't make sense. you know, I think Hashem loves me. If Hashem loved me, He wouldn't make me do this. You know, He Taka doesn't want you to do this. Listen a little more carefully. Say, Hashem, I want to hear it. Please teach me another way. Can you please play it again in Baruch Shalom? Give me another chance. Hashem's fine. I've been telling you for years. You don't listen. You're so busy. You don't want to listen. You're so busy. You're so busy. You just don't want to listen. You don't want to listen. So last night, so I learned so much from the collector. So last night, very chashuv, a fundraiser for yeshiva, Yishalayim came to my house. He's an older person already, old friend of mine. And sometimes you know you're in your 70s already. Why are you running around like this? You know, you had only parnasa. Yeah, you worked for the yeshiva 40 years already, 50 years, you put it in good shape already. So why, and you're old and you're tired and mom, as you're coming here, left the kaifas. So why in the world are you stepping around still for the yeshiva? You know, stay home, retire already, you know? You're cresting me, you're so old, it's cold in the country, you have no kaifas. So retire. And why don't you train a younger person already to teach him your route? You're not doing the yeshiva a favor, because someday, you know, you're not going to be here forever. Speak to them very openly, this person. You're not going to be here forever. You should live and be well. But, you know, do the yeshiva a favor. Do yourself a favor. And train a younger person who your customers are, how to do it, and break somebody in. No, I can't do it. I can't trust anybody. You know, no one makes money like me. I make money for the yeshiva. I know how to make money. I can't trust anybody. Whoa. I said, what? You make money for the yeshiva? I thought the yeshiva makes money for the yeshiva. I thought people give in the schus of the yeshiva. You think people are giving because you're so charming? Because you're such a great salesman? Believe me, it's not so. If they give money to the yeshiva, it's not one penny coming because of the schus of the yeshiva. It's a wonderful yeshiva. It's an old established yeshiva. And there's a schus. And you really think you're making the money? It's mama shashtat. You think because you're so gewaltig a fundraiser. He's no, you're right. I never thought of it that way. Something upset. So I'm sure that Minas Shemai and their Bajan, why did they say this to this person? Why did he come to me last night? I'm sure that their Bajan wanted them to hear this and the Seichel to listen for a second. Hey, you know, the reason I'm running around so much is I really believe it's me. That I'm so good that these people, and they only give because they're so enchanted with me and I'm such a charming fundraiser. It doesn't come because of the fundraiser, it comes because of the cause. And the schus of the cause, people give, and then they'll mail the check. If the yeshiva zaycha, they'll mail the check and also without you even calling them. It's pasha dazoy. And he's seen it 15, a million times in his life how people mail in checks to the yeshiva without him. But we want to believe that it's us. So we don't want to hear the basko. So I was his basko last night. I was there by him speaking to him, giving a clap on the head. And he's telling me why he has no kayak anymore, he's not reaching the people anymore, you know, people don't really even want to give so much anymore. I said, yeah, because you need a young person, Taka. You don't like to give to old people anymore. They're like young, fresh, you know, gotta be a knack, you'll come, you'll make a whole, there's a different way today. You need eschatzus. Stay home. Sit and learn. You earned it. Stay home. Train somebody else. So that was his basko last night. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is always teaching us the better way. Most of us just push it away. I don't want to listen. If anybody who's a friend of yours that tells you something good, you should listen to them. If it's a friend, you're really lucky because Hashem is telling you, Mamash Baruch Bitchatana. Sometimes we hear it directly from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Hashem speaks without the friend. So you can poo-poo because it's like too vague. But if a friend comes over and gives you a good piece of advice, it makes sense. So why aren't you listening? Because either we're arrogant, because this requires a little bit of humility, or we're lazy, whatever it is. But you should know that if someone tells you to your face something good, Hashem is speaking, Hashem is always teaching us. So that's the second klal in Bitachon says the Chovetz Levavos, that the Rabbi Hashem is our best friend, and he's always teaching us the best way, and he knows much better than us what's good for us. So be humble and listen, says Hashem, says as the Chovetz Levavos. The third thing is, not only does the Rabbi Hashem give Eitzis, the Rabbi Hashem does things. Hashem does things for us. He has the power to make things happen. Nobody is as strong as the Rabbi Hashem. As it says in Tehillim, Kol Asher Chofetz Hashem Osa. Everything Hashem wants to do, He does. Everything. And like the Navi Yeshaya says in the Haftarah for Atainus, Ken Yiyah Devorah Asher Yetz Mipi. So are the words that come out of my mouth to Hashem. Lo Yoshev Eilai Reka. My words don't come back empty. Ki Im Osa Eis Asher Chofatzi. My words don't come back unless what I want happens. So we can't escape the Rabbi Hashem. The Rabbi Hashem is the strongest. What Hashem wants to happen will happen. But unfortunately, you see, you gotta listen to Rabbi Shalom. If we don't listen to the Basko, and listen to our friends, then other Hashem makes a person can break a leg and they can't go around and do things. So Hashem is telling you, stay home. First he tells you nice in your ear. He whispers in your ear, but you don't listen to Hashem. Then your wife tells you, stay home. You don't, who listens to their wife? Ah, chaser. That's for sure you don't listen. That's pasmanish. Macho. A macho man. First you saw it, never listen to your wife. That's, because then you might be humble. The third you send, then if you don't, and then your rabbi claps you on the head and tells you to stay home. It's also a question if you listen. And then finally, you don't listen to anybody, so you break a leg, chas v'shalom. You stay home. But Hashem, when Hashem, if he wants you to stay home, you're staying home. And if you're smart, you stay home in a nice way. Fourth thing. The Rabbi Nishloilam, now, the Rabbi Nishloilam loves us more than anybody, knows what's good for us more than anybody, can help us more than anybody, what he wants is gonna happen, and not only that, the Rabbi Nishloilam, no one watches over us and supervises as much as Hashem. Even your wife, you think, is watching you all the time, but you know, women sleep also sometimes. They're only on top of us for like 18 hours a day. There's always like 6 hours of sleep, and you're away at the office. They don't know exactly what you're doing, but the Rabbi Nishloilam knows exactly what's going on. He's mashgiach. He's not masiach das. He's not misalein, and he's never too busy to think about us. The Rabbi Nishloilam is never too busy to think about us. He's thinking about us day and night, and night and day, and day and night, and night and day. He sees it all. He knows it all. He cares, and he's never too busy. So don't think the Rosh is busy. Anytime you have a problem, you're in the office, and suddenly you have a problem with this piece of paper, what do you do? Turn to everybody, what are you killing yourself for? What are you breaking your brains? Rabbi Shlomo, I got a problem. You're calling up a client, you're going to call him a customer, I'll make a sale. You're going to go and call Turkey? No. First you call the Rabbi Nishloilam. Again, it's a free call. Not only is it free, it's a paying call. He pays you for the call, Rabbi Shlomo. It's a collect call. We collect that we have faith in Hashem, you know, I know this sale's not going to happen without you. So Rabbi Shalom, give me Siyata Shemaya. Help me that I should make this sale, Rabbi Shalom. If it's meant to be, make it easier, Rabbi Shalom. Make it quick. I shouldn't have to lower myself. I shouldn't have to kill myself. I shouldn't have... Rabbi Shalom, help me with the sale so I know I'm going in with your strength and with your help. Help me make the sale, Rabbi Shalom. So now I'm doing a sales pitch now. I go with the dignity that I'm being Isaac in my shtadlus. Okay, I chose the way of Vizayas Apechatoich Alechem, fine. But how much do I have to sweat already? How much sweat do I have to sweat? Do I have to go through my t-shirt and my shirt into my tie? How much sweat do I have to put into my Vizayas Apechatoich Alechem? So the Rabbi Nishloilam is there all the time. The phone lines are always open to Rabbi Nishloilam. You'll never get a busy signal, I promise you. Says the Chavos Levavos, you will never get a busy signal on the 1-800-HEAVEN line. The 1-800-HEAVEN line is never busy. It is always, operators are standing by to get your call at all times. And not only that, you're not getting an operator. You get the operator, the capital O. You get the Rabbi Nishloilam himself. The boss himself is guaranteed to pick up the phone 24 hours a day, toll free. And he answers and gives great Hatziyata D'Shmaya. So that's the next thing he says. That's the fourth thing I've known to Rabbi Nishloilam. He's always there watching. Then, the next thing you have to know is that the fifth tenai you have to know about putting yourself into the hands of Hashem is that since Hashem is everything, a person really is nothing. What we do is really nothing. It only works with the reshus of the Rabbi Shalom. So, you can go through the motions and you can spin wheels and you can do your shtadlus. But if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. And you can try every way in the world. You got 15 ad campaigns and blitzes and calls. And it's just not going to happen for you, for anybody else, unless it's reshus of the Rabbi Nishloilam. So if a person feels he has any power over here, a person has to feel, tak, I'm only going through the motions. I chose the way of Zeh Pechatoich Alechem. I chose the way that I will do my physical running around to make money, but even if I'm running around, they still have to realize that that's the way I chose to do it. But the fact is that nothing's going to help unless Hashem wants it to help. It's not going to help. No one can hurt me, and no one can help me. I have no one to be afraid of, and I have no one to put my hopes into. It's only the Rabbi Nishloilam, as it says, "Al tiftechu b'nedivim b'men adam she'en lo teshuva." Do not put your faith in the kindness of people, b'nedivim. And the richest, kindest philanthropists, the ben adam shein l'tshuva, and any human being who has no Yeshua. No Yeshua comes from a human being. No Yeshua comes to you. Now I want you to know though one thing. We'll elaborate this, Mitzvah Shem, next week. You know, again, like people always get very nervous when they hear, you know, with the Zayas Apecha Tegelik was a curse. It was the Maida. Some people are very offended by that. Hey, Ram, I'm sweating so hard. Why are you calling it a curse? It's the truth. I'm sorry, it's the Emes. I'm sorry to tell you that. But okay, but I just want to say that people shouldn't feel it's a curse. And there's another way of Baruch HaGever Shiyitru Bashem to become a professional Baal Bitachon, to take your BB degree. And they don't give it in Torah college. They only give it in yeshiva colleges. Yeshiva, Torah, but the yeshivas give the BB. There's only one place you earn the BB, baccalaureate, bachelor of Bitachon, is only by learning Torah and Musar. By learning Torah and Musar, a person becomes a Baal Bitachon. You have to learn Bitachon. You have to specialize in Bitachon, by the way. You can learn Torah and still be a Baal Bitachon. It is not guaranteed. Unless you learn Chavos Levavos V'Shaar Bitachon, you will not earn your BB degree. If you want to put after your name, Usher Coleman, BB, Baal Bitachon, you have to take the final exam here. Hashem is examining every week. Hashem is giving you quizzes. Actually, every day you get a quiz. And really, it's only between you and the Rabbanei Shlom. There is no official sheepskin for this. We do not issue up diplomas. You know yourself how much bitachon you have. And it grows all the time. The course really never ends. Once you start this course, the course is a lifetime course. And you get credits for life experience, by the way. You get credits for life experience. Definitely get credit for it. And only the Rabbanei Shlom, you know what you're holding in this particular course. But the point is this much I must say. So sometimes it looks as if people teaching about bitachon are putting down the people who are out there sweating and working in the workplace. And you know, it's a curse. So later on, the Chavos Levavos will tell us that the truth is that there is a value in working. Shouldn't think that work is totally stam drudgery and a total waste of time. If you've chosen that path of working in the physical world to make money, and that's where you put your bitachon in, this much at least you will gain. And that is like we spoke about a few weeks ago, that you'll be zeiche to see the Rabbeinu Shalom through the Bria. In other words, that you will be zeiche if you can work in the B'zeyas HaPecha world, you can work in the sweatshops, and in the sweatshop you'll also be zeiche, even they have to work bitachon. Don't think that the sweat, well, that's it, I'm totally samach on my sweat. The sweatshop has a value if I'm sweating. I see Siyata D'Shemaya there too. Now Hashem made it that really the best way to see Siyata, the best way to see the Rabbanei Shalom, we spoke of that a few weeks ago, the best way to see the Bore is through His Bria. The best way to see God is through His Bria. And the light that shines the light on this is the Torah. So if we look at the Bria, and we work in the Bria, and we develop the Bria, and we try to squeeze a Parnas out of the Bria, but we do it in a Torah dikka, bitachon dikka way, so we will have great Giluyim. We'll see many times people come up and say, Rabbi, I saw Siyata D'Shemaya in my business. There's a Mamash Anei's Goli. I was working on a certain deal and it just happened today for a certain reason. I saw everything worked out so perfectly. It's Mamash, their bunch, and put it together. A person can be in the workplace and also see Gavaltike, Hashgacha Pratis from their bunch down. But you see, even more Hashgacha Pratis, the less you do. The less a person does, the more you let go and let God. The less a person does, the more Hashem does, the more you see Hashem. But even in the Zeis HaPecha, the person is Zeis HaPecha, but not totally Zeis HaPecha, and he's looking for the Rabbanei Shalom, so he can have gewaltige chizuk and gewaltige bitachon, and he can be a role model for others. So if a person is in that field, there is tremendous opportunity for bitachon there as well. There's tremendous opportunity there as well. And it shouldn't be put down. You have to work with bitachon, teach others bitachon, be a role model, people make a kiddush Hashem. So in the Zeis HaPecha world, there's also a big area for bitachon. We'll stop here, Rabbi Isai, and we'll continue with Hashem next week.